everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome to the B-Lab. And I use B-Lab today because I wanted to do a little bit of a lesson at the beginning of this video because today is February 14th, Valentine's Day, and it is grafting day here in Jacksonville, Florida, for me, Zone 9B. This is the benchmark I use every single year for the average time I am able to do my earliest grafts. I've looked at the 10-day forecast, and we're gonna be in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s with a little dip into the low 40s in the next 10 days. So most of our cold weather is beyond us. That one little dip into the 40s is a little bit of a concern, but not enough for me to delay grafting beyond today's normal date. In my largest hives, I've already got a few drones crawling around, and I've got a lot of capped drone brood. So the drones are beyond the purple eye stage. They're gonna be hatching out soon. So we're kind of on schedule, I would say, for our drone population. And in any case, this is pretty much what I do every single year. The first week sometimes isn't as good as the second or third week if I have to do follow-ons as far as for mating success, but on average, this is what I do. But what I figured I would do for the first time, and those of you that watched my queen rearing in the past, I've never done this before, so this is going to be a lesson as to how I set up for the small beekeeper, maybe the sideliner, a starter finisher using one of your existing hives. Now, we're not talking about the swarm box technique I've done in the past where you have an isolated box just for feeding and growing queen cells. We're talking about taking one of your strong hives and turning it into a queen cell starter and then converting it to a queen cell finisher. And then when you're done, it's just a regular hive ready to make lots of honey with maybe a few extra nurse bees in there to make it a little bit stronger. So let's talk about this a little bit and let's get going. And then after we talk about kind of how we're gonna set up, we're gonna do it in the apiary and you get to watch me do it today. So I'm gonna just walk around. I've labeled this beehive for visual purposes of what a typical double deep might look like. Now for this to really work, you need about 6 to 7 frames of brood already in the hive. If your hives are not this strong yet, this may not be the best technique because you might not have enough resources from one hive. Now you can combine resources from multiple hives to get the same effect, so don't think you have to have a strong hive to do this, but you need to at least make a strong hive. So for the purpose of this, we're gonna take my strongest hive in the colony today, and I'm measuring that with my broodminder scale, so I know the strongest one out there. And this would be a typical setup of that colony. So here we'll just say we have drawn comb on the edges. It could perhaps be foundation if you don't have drawn comb, and I recognize newer beekeepers might not have a full set of drawn comb. So everywhere I say drawn comb, I'll caveat that it could be foundation in a worst case scenario. And then my orange tape represents honey and or pollen, with one exception we'll talk about later. So let's just say you've got your resources on the edge, and in the center here, this purple tape represents all of your brood. And in the double deep, it's a combination of both open and closed capped brood. Capped brood being it's got the wax caps over it, it's getting ready to hatch out. Open brood meaning you can see the larva and they're in there in their royal jelly in the pearly stage. So this is what it would look like. So in order to get our starter finisher ready, the first step we have to do is we have to get out to the apiary, we got to take the lid off, and we got to find our queen. Finding your queen if she's marked is a little bit easier than if she's not marked. But let's just say we're gonna find our queen. We're gonna take this hive apart and we're gonna find our queen. So we're gonna say we got all the way down to the bottom and we have our queen in here, and I'm gonna now turn around to the next stage, how we're gonna set this up. If you find your queen while you're configuring this, it's smart to either put her in a cage and set her to the side, or put her in a nuke box or another box with some nurse bees on her to keep her on a frame separate, because you don't want to lose track of her. You need to know where she is. Knowing where the queen is probably the biggest, most important part of this process for success. So the queen's aside, and we're going to go ahead and set this up, and we're going to take, she needs room to lay because she's going to go in this bottom box on your regular bottom board. So we're going to go ahead and leave her down here with some brood. We're gonna leave her a little bit of stores, but we're gonna put a little bit more drawn comb down here so that she can continue laying down here over the next few days, right? She needs room to lay. If she's not gonna have room to lay, she doesn't have anything to do in this bottom box. So most important thing is put her in the bottom box and give her some room to lay. Once you have the queen in the bottom, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna add a queen excluder. Queen's in the bottom with a queen excluder. And for the purposes of this demonstration, I have this all set up for you guys. We'll set this up and we'll say, here's the queen excluder. And this keeps her in the bottom box as you would expect, so that she can't get up to the top. Now this queen excluder does not prevent, or does not create the urge to create queen cells by itself, because the worker bees can go through the queen excluder and they can exchange pheromones. The queen cannot get above it though. So in the second box, this is where the magic happens. We're gonna set a second box. And let me tell it to you this way. The important part of this is we need a third box. And in this third box, we're creating a this is your starter. This is going on the very, very top of the hive. This is going to be your third layer. But when you're taking this hive apart, you need to set your starter aside and maybe even start this way with a double screen board. And this is my double screen board. The double screen boards I make are essentially just 3/4 plywood with 2 pieces of screen. You could use a snow grove board you buy from anyone, but you need to just have a little bit of a distance so some heat can go through. There's an entrance on it and the bees can't touch each other. We're gonna set this starter box on top of this double screen board, snow grove board, because we have a lot of work to do. And maybe even before we set the queen excluder on here, once we know the queen's aside, now that we have this double screen board on here, we can shake bees in here. The only bees that need to stay in the bottom are the older bees. Shake all the nurse bees into this box. But the box needs to have a couple things in it. It needs to have one frame of bee bread. The best pollen frame you have in your entire box is what I would choose. Put it up here, right here. Right next to it, take one frame of open brood. So that's the brood with the pearly jelly inside and not capped, the most you have. You know, if you don't have one that's all open, that's fine. Put the one with the most open brood you have right next to it. And you wanna face that open brood right next to the pollen, because essentially those nurse bees go back and forth between that bee bread and that pollen to generate the royal jelly to go over and feed the open brood. So in the middle section here, we have the beginning of our cell starter. Right next to it, put 2 open brood frames. If you don't have that much open brood frames here, open comb, put foundation. This is essentially for them to store what nectar they have and what they're gonna get from a feeder, and or to hang on, to festoon on. And then in this box, you either need to have an inside feeder or we're gonna put a feeder on top. So for the purposes of this, we've got our cell starter set to the side on top of our double screen board with the basics of an open brood and a pollen frame that we found when we were looking for the queen. So we've got this set up. And now we put the queen back in the bottom and she's in there with the assets we have minus these up here. So the queen, the starter is pretty much ready now. Now we're gonna go ahead and set the second deep on here on top of the queen excluder. And this one has brood in it. This can be capped or open, doesn't really matter, because what's gonna happen now is the nurse bees are gonna come through that excluder and they're gonna come and take care of this brood. The queen's gonna be down here in the bottom and there's gonna be a lot of work going on in this middle. It's gonna create some heat. There's only gonna be 5 frames in here though, and this is important for how we finish up on day 2 or day 1, 24 hours later, tomorrow, and I'll show that too. So we're gonna have brood and then resources of whatever you have left. It may not be all honey, it may not be all pollen, but they need resources. If you don't have any resources left, then this needs to be open comb so they can take food from a feeder to fill that up and take care of these nurse bees. Okay, I hope I'm not going too fast for you guys. If not, rewind it, play it slower. So this is where we are right now. We've got our starter on top of our double screen snow grove board. We've got our one open brood frame in there, our resources and some drawn comb. And while we're setting this one up, you can also shake a lot of the bees off on this one too. You need as many bees in this top starter box as you possibly can. They should start to be festooning in here and just piling up with you should have more bees than will fit on 4 frames if you can get them. Take them out of the bottom, take some out of the top. Obviously these nurse bees are gonna get covered back up. And now we're gonna put our Snellgrove double screen board on top with the entrance facing to the aft, the other side. So this is where your everyday bees are coming and going out of the front. And there's an entrance back here in the back where this starter has access to leave. So this is the setup for our starter today. And we're gonna do this today on day one. You need to do this about 8 hours, 4 to 8 hours prior so that this hive can get the sense of being queenless above this Snellgrove board. They are not queenless down here because this is only a queen excluder. They are queenless above this Snellgrove board. And guess what? This starter has open brood in it that they can start making queen cells right now, but that's not what we're gonna do. But that's what they're doing right now in this 4 to 8 hours before we graft later on this afternoon. And then feeders. Now, this needs as many bees as you can possibly have. If you don't think there's enough bees in here, then this is the stage, maybe before you even lifted this up on top, maybe it's setting lower at waist height, where you need to go to your other hives, find the queen, separate her, and shake in as many nurse bees as you can. If you can't find the queen, you can set up a queen excluder on top of a shaker box. If you've ever heard of a shaker box, you can Google that or look that up. It's essentially a queen excluder, and you shake the bees into the shaker box, and then the nurse bees will go down and cover up this brood, and there should be one lonely queen walking around that can't get through. Sorry for the train. We live here in Florida. And the queen excluder will keep that queen from going down in here. You cannot have a queen in the starter box. You cannot. No matter what you do, you gotta make sure there's not a queen up in here. You have to have found her down here, and if you're shaking in more bees, you gotta make sure you don't shake another queen in here. That's the good takeaway from that. And now we have essentially our starter set up, and we're gonna put food in our feeder, and if we're not using an internal feeder, then we need a jar on top because they need as many resources as they can in here. I would even say drizzle some sugar water on top of these bees just to kind of give them some food. Now, we can go ahead and put this lid on, and this starter is set up and ready for our grafting later today. Now, this is the point where it's set up, it's becoming queenless over the next few hours, where we need to find our grafting frame. Our grafting frame is gonna come from the hive that you want to be your mother, the best genetics that you choose to graft in your apiary. Maybe it was the queen that made it through winter the best with the fewest mites. Maybe it was the one that made the most honey. Maybe it's the one that was the most gentle, or the balance of all three. But in any case, that's your choice as to your breeder queen. You need to go find a frame. It could be from this colony. If this strong colony was your breeder queen, that's fine. You can keep an open frame from this too. But you need to go find a frame that has eggs and larvae that hatched that day or yesterday, as young as you can find. People say 3 days old. I would say no older than 3 days old. And the larvae are as tiny as they can be. And when I do some grafting, I may be able to get up close and show you some of that later. And in my queen rearing series I've done in years past, I have a lot of good photos of what that should look like. And maybe you should look that up on another one if you're curious about the size. So let's say we go and find our larva frame. And I pull it out of another hive. And we're just gonna say this pink frame that I got at Nobby, those of you that were there might know where I got this. And this is my open brood larva graft frame. I'm taking the larva from this frame later on today. I'm gonna put it in here and I am gonna set it right next to that open brood frame. You can set it on the outside too. It doesn't matter because remember there's so many bees in here they can't fit. You need to mark it so you know later on today which one it is, and you're gonna cover that back up. Now you might say, well, aren't they gonna make queen cells on that? They might start, but in 4 hours, mostly what they're going to do is they're gonna feed those young larvae. So later on today, those larvae we're gonna be trying to graft are gonna be floating in royal jelly, hopefully, and ready to go into our grafting frame. Now here's an example of a grafting frame that, you know, already put together. And then after we graft later on today, so let's say we go out, now we're done. Later on, I should cover this on video later too, but we go out to our hive when it's grafting time, later on this afternoon, 4 to 8 hours later. We pull our grafting frame out, and we're gonna go inside somewhere where we're gonna do our grafting. We're gonna set our grafting frame up, and we're gonna graft all of our larvae, and we're gonna put them in these cell bars, and then we're gonna put the cell bars inside of a grafting frame, just like this. We're done with this frame. We can put it into another hive later. It's not going back into the starter. These are the larvae that we want this starter colony to turn into queen cells. So as you might imagine, these need to go in the center of this starter so that they are right next to the pollen and right next to that other open brood tray. So grafting is done. We're coming out. We're going to separate that a little bit, and we're going to put this grafting frame right in the middle. Ensure they still got a lot of food in that feeder. And now we have put our grafting frame right here in the middle and spread these out. And this is now ready for 24 hours of making your queen cells. Now, the important thing of why this works, and you'll see me perhaps put this together on another video, but for the lesson part of this, look, we have five frames here. Guess what? We have five frames here now. That will fill up this box, and this is already at 10 frames down here. I know I might not have actual 10 here, but this is a 10 frame. This has now got five in it, and this has got five in it. So tomorrow, when we come out and check to make sure they've started our queen cells, we're essentially going to take this box off. We're going to spread this out, so this brood, and we're going to take these three frames in the middle, the pollen, the grafting frame, and the open brood frame, and we're going to put them down in here. And we're going to set these other drawn comb frames on the edge so that this is now a 10 framer. The only thing we're going to need to do tomorrow is this open brood frame. We're going to just need to double check there's no queen cells on there. We'll cut them out. If they've started any queen cells on this, we want the only queen cells to exist on our grafting frame that we put here in the middle. And then we'll take that down in here. And now this will be tomorrow our finisher. So this is going to come off. The Snellgrove board will come off. I'm just going to turn this around as an example. And this is how it's going to be set up. And our grafting frame will be right here in the middle. The queen excluder is going to stay on because we do not want this queen to come up here and kill these started queen cells. But because those queen cells have started, this hive will finish them. That's what this is called, is a free-flying finisher. And the entrance is here, and this is where they will sit for, you know, I believe till day 11. I'll have to look up my numbers exactly. And they'll come out and they'll grow your queen cells, and you'll take them out, put them in your hives. So I hope that made sense. If not, go back and watch it again. This process is documented also on scientificbeekeeping.com with Randy Oliver. He's got some good diagrams. Hopefully I put this interweaved in here a little bit. It is his material. I'm not claiming to have invented this. I've kind of tweaked it myself a little bit, but in any case, this is something he has put out and published on his website, scientificbeekeeping.com. Okay, I think that's the end of the lesson. I know that's a little long-winded, and I did that mostly in one breath, and I know I talk kind of fast, but the important basics to remember are the queen excluder keeps the queen from getting at your queen cells, the double screen board makes the starter on top queenless, and then it's about balancing the resources you have. And then the neat trick of having five frames and five frames and then spreading them out back into 10 makes it very easy to manipulate as a small sidelinder by yourself, you know, into one box. And you don't have to have any extra equipment such as a swarm box or anything like that. And this hive is gonna go on and live its life and make lots of honey for you in the spring because you didn't deconstruct a hive or anything like that after the queen cells are done. Okay, so let's get into the apiary. And I'm probably going to say a lot of the same things, but we'll get the starter set up and ready for grafting later on this afternoon. Stick with me. All right, everybody, we're in the apiary. Time to put what we learned to the test. I left the tape on this hive. Actually, I put the tape on this hive. This is the double deep. This wasn't the box. So this is not configured this way yet, but this is for your reference. And I actually put the tape onto this box here for our goal for our starter. And I left our label and our double screen board. So I've kind of got things labeled. So as I'm doing this, you can kind of keep track and maybe even keep me honest if I make a mistake. I think I've got everything set up. And the important thing here is you got to kind of realize you're going to be disrupting this entire hive. So I'm gloved up today. Normally I try to work without gloves if I can, but I'm expecting to be very disruptive. I'm going to reconfigure this entire hive, find the queen, remove the queen. There's going to be a lot going on. So I'm going to put my hood on in a second just to get there from the get-go. But as we open her up, got your smoker ready. Obviously, you want to kind of keep them. You don't want to do too much smoke here. But there's our first look at our second layer of our hive. So this is a really good sign. Now, the reason I chose this hive, like I said earlier, is this is my heaviest hive in there. So basically the most bees, the most stores, the most resources I've got. Not by a lot, but this is just the one I chose as the strongest hive today. So everything is looking good here. So now starts the process of looking for the queen. If you were in a hurry, you could do the shaker box method, but I like kind of going frame by frame, looking at the resources I've got, and then starting to lay them out how I want them, you know, according to like this with this, what I want in the bottom and what I want in the starter. And of course, if you find an open brood frame and you put it in your starter and you find a better one later, then you swap it out later. So if I'm talking, I'm gonna slow it down. And if this takes a while, I might speed it up a little bit. But in any case, I want you to see what I'm doing. Listen to what I'm saying if I make a mistake and if I got anything that I'm seeing along the way. All right, here we go. Perfect, they've been drawing this comb out. This was just a piece of foundation and that sugar water I've had in there. And that is not nectar, that is sugar water. Perfectly set. And just as a reminder, I've got my double screen board down here already set up so I can shake bees in here now if I want. You know, if I want to take these bees and shake them in there, if I want to set this frame in here right now just as a holding frame, that's fine. You can use it to store it. Oh, honey, a little bit of pollen here. Oh, honey, a little bit of pollen. Very heavy frame. Great resource frame. Could make this one right here, right? Already got brood. Now granted, when I split these, this brood frame was put in here because it had brood. I see pearlies in here also. Cleaning up just a little bit of my, when these get really, really old, I scrape off my mite strips. Some people ask me how long I leave my mite strips in the hive. 6 to 7 weeks is really when they're done. You can leave them in there longer, but 6 to 7 weeks and they're done. All right, so this is what I would call a mixed frame. Even got a little bit of drone brood on it. No queen yet though. Resource frame. Might even have some eggs in there, yep. Yep, eggs. Lots of food, storing that sugar water. They really don't need any more sugar in the parent hive. Nice crowning brood frame, even walking drones on here, which is a great sign. Queen cup, checking cups, no eggs, no eggs. This is all open brood with food. This would be a great swarm box. It's got resources, all open, no capped. And there's mama. Wow, she's not even marked. Let me show you to her. I'm gonna have to mark her too. There she is, right there. So, this is a good lesson too. I didn't expect to have to mark her. I can't remember last time I was in here. She is a green queen. This is a blue year, but she is a green queen, meaning from last year. So I'm taking my gloves off because if I'm marking queens, I'm not doing it through gloves. Okay, that is ready. Get a little bit of queen marking. Grab her by her handles. All right, this is how I do it. I grab her by her handles. And then stick your finger under there. She'll set her legs on your finger. And now you grab 3 of her 6 legs. Okay. So I've got her in here. This is last year's color for, because she was not born and mated this year. She was maybe born in the fall. That's why she's not marked. Most of these queens were marked. Right on the thorax is how you mark her. Now she is marked. I'm not touching her abdomen. I'm not squishing her thorax at all. This is my green pen for last year. Not that I'm ready yet, but here's blue for this year. Now, I found her very quickly, so I can go much, much faster now. So I'm just gonna gently put her in here. And again, I use a rubber band on my queen cages, so I've got a marked green queen, and now we can go fast. I'm gonna glove back up, because fast means violent. Shaking, lots of shaking is what I mean, because we've got all the bees we need in this hive, most likely. And now the queen's marked. Now granted, where I set that queen is another lesson, right? Set her to the side so you're not gonna bump her. I know I've got her right there on the top of that frame, but that's because I want to have her with her bees and let a few bees go in there to take care of her before I move her. Okay, she's got a few bees. Actually, I'm gonna set it right here on top of that cage. There's a few nurse bees there. So now, remember I told you this one had open pearly brood. So this is gonna go right here, open pearly brood, matching that one. So now I'm looking very quickly for a pollen frame. This is just open drawn comb. Now I'm at the point I can shake every bee into this swarm box now because I know where the queen is. And the mature bees are gonna go away. Here's something to see how these bees draw this foundation, not perfectly sometimes. Sometimes you can just smear this and they'll start to draw it the correct way. Sometimes they won't, but you need to discourage them from drawing it out like that. This may need more wax. I'm gonna go back here and get these bees, nurse bees, into this swarm box. Now I do need my open foundation frames, right? For resource. So this one was perfect for that. It's even got drone comb on it. So now that's open drawn comb right there for that one. How many frames does this second box need? Do you remember? 5. No harm in getting adult bees in here because they I need, you know, some good brood in here. So this is a good brood frame. This is not a good brood frame. That's gonna go into the bottom. Brood frame on the outside. So I got one good brood frame for the bottom. But because I know where the queen is, this is gonna go faster. Now I've got this here, so you can see me build this up. These are my oxalic acid sponges. I made a video about that yesterday, if you're curious. Now, mostly looking for a good pollen frame right now and just reconfiguring the brood. Look at all that drone brood on the drone comb frame. That's great. Foundation. See, yeah, they're drawing this one out okay. Another thing that's good to do while you found the queen, especially while you're shaking bees, is I can do a mite check too. Never hurts to do a mite check, never put it off. This has got a good pollen and brood layer on it, so this is a candidate, but see how they're starting to make queen? Here, these are just, those are not swarm cells, those are queen cups. All right, this is a candidate for pollen, so I'm gonna put it in the pollen place, right? Put it in the pollen location, because it may be the best candidate right now. Here's my mite check cup. I'm gonna show you guys how to do the roll method versus the bucket method here in a second. Uh-oh. Busted my glove. Let me see if I got another one. I do have another one. I always carry 3 gloves. Never know when you're gonna bust a glove. I didn't get stung yet. I'm just trying to be preventative because I know I'm gonna be shaky on this. If you guys are still listening, don't forget to leave a comment. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe. I don't ask for that very often because I'm really not a need. I do want subscribers because it's reach, but I don't need them. It's a matter of wanting to extend my reach. Good brood frame. Golly, this is looking good. This hive is so strong. Now this frame is what I would call pollen, but see, it's got room to lay. So this isn't a bad one to leave in the bottom. See all these bees coming back? Those are the foragers. Ah, starting to get into some pollen here. Now this isn't a dedicated pollen frame, but look at the pollen in there. Lots of room to lay there. That's a great one for the bottom to keep mama laying. See him covering her up over here? All brood. See the drones hatching? That's what I mean. My drones are hatching here already. This is capped brood. This might be a good one right here to make one of these brood frames. Capped brood, nice. The bees will be keeping it warm. Pearlies, food, resources. Lots of bees. There's room to lay there. Leave that down there for her. Lots of room to lay here. Oh, let's do a mite check. All right, so, well, and wouldn't you know, Chuck spilled it. One second. Kind of rushing for you guys. Actually, I'll leave this here. I'll show you what I'm gonna refill. So I mix up this Dawn mite wash, 2 tablespoons for a gallon, about a half a cup, or half of these 16 ounce cup is all you need there. But I need to fill that line to the bottom of that tape. So you can just roll this cup and these bees go in there. Almost. There they are. So now that's what the lid is for. And now a quick euthanization of them, a quick swirl. Now let them sit for a little bit. Food frame, outer edge. Okay, I've gone through the whole hive. I didn't see a full frame, but this is an outer edge, bottom, food frame there. Okay, so now I've gone, I think our pollen frame I've got selected was probably the best one. Let me just double put my eyes on it again. And it was this one next to the pollen. This is my open brood. This is my drawn comb. This is my pollen frame. Now, the pollen needs to face the brood. And the brood needs to face the pollen. That is the only thing that I need to tell you there. All right, so that's there. Room to lay. Need another good drawn comb without a lot on it. This one. This is good for storing. All right, so here's our stack. Drawn comb, pollen, open brood, drawn comb, and our feeder is in there. And we got lots of bees. I can add more bees, and they're coming out of this entrance over here, which is good. Now, I need to get 10 frames back in here, and I need to configure this one correctly. Now, granted, I have a feeder in here, but I'm gonna just leave that in there. So, quick check. Honey, looking good there. Open brood. Brood, good. Second frame. Brood, good. Third frame. Woo, right through the glove. This is food. Food, nope. Brood, okay? Lots of brood. Three frames of brood, two frames of food. This one can come out. Now, you see I've got this, I've got to remember this is where the five frames is gonna go when we're done. So I can't have anything else in the hive. That feeder had to come out. I've got to take out this spacer board I use when I have a feeder in there. Because this box is gonna go to 10 frames. With these four and the grafts in the middle. So I'm just gonna clean it up, because this is done. Everything else is going back in here that we've got centered up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine frames. Okay, this is our good drone frame. Line the edge. I didn't have a full 20 frames in here before, right? Because I had the feeder in the top. So I can choose, do I want to keep this drawn foundation, or do I go into my apiary and grab a nice, beautiful drawn comb for her to lay in? Drawn comb is my answer. I'm even going to take this one out, give her some more drawn comb. Sometimes I don't like foundation less in my bottom brood chambers. It's good, good. Good. All right, we have 10 frames in the bottom. Plenty of drawn comb for laying. Tightened up my frame. See all these foragers coming back? What's next? Queen excluder? You are almost right. Queen goes before the queen excluder, right? She has to go in here. All right, so I love to put my eyes on her. Yep, she's still there. Marked nice and green. Boom, she's down. Queen is down. So now, the most important part of this is done. I've got a queen excluder in place, the queen below the queen excluder. Now, this is my chimney, you could call it. Those of you that don't know what that sound is, that's called the sound of freedom. Yep, coming from a military pilot, that's what I am, used to be. All right, here we go. Three frames of brood, two frames of honey. This is our chimney. These nurse bees are gonna come up here, cover this brood, creating a chimney, keeping the top warm. Okay, you can put in a beetle frame if you wanted, it's fine. Now, what goes next? Remember? This whole stack, you can't lift the whole thing. The next thing is a double screen board. But remember, it's only got four frames of bees in it, but it's got a lot of bees you set in there. Does the entrance go to the front or the back? The back. Good, you got that question right. Here we go, see these bees festooning? This is what you want. Now, I even want these bees in here. I want these bees in there. I want them all in there. Now, feed them. Now, if you didn't have enough bees, And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking I do. This is where you shake more bees in, triple checking that there's no queen, okay? Triple checking. Drizzle these bees. That might've been a little bit too much, but drizzle them down, shake them down. Give them a little splash. Let them start licking each other, making themselves happy. Now, this is where you put your inner cover or your lid. If you're not using an interior feeder, your telescope, your migrator with a jar on top, you have to keep feeding these bees. All right, now we're done. This hive is now queenless up here. Queen right in both of these bottom boxes. I've got room to take this starter down. Can't compete with the sound of freedom. Thank you for your service. This is, you know, queen right. They're going to come up here and they're going to take care of this brood, generating heat that's going to keep these four frames warm. Now is the time to do two things. I got about 8 hours, so look at your watch. So we need about 4 to 8 hours to make this queenless, get them primed for the emergency response. I need to go find my graft frame that I want to take the larva off of. Any hive you want, you choose the larva you want. And if you did not get enough bees up in here, you can close this up. Now go open your hive to find more bees, find the queen, find a frame without the queen, and come back and shake them on here. That's what you could be doing right now. If you don't have a way of finding the queen, you could have, while we were over here on the ground, put a shaker box on top of here with a queen excluder on top and a box, and then shake all the bees in there to force the nurse bees in, and hopefully the queen will stop on the queen excluder. It's another technique there. All right, that's all we got for this section. I know this is getting to be a long video, but I think there's a lot to learn here. Let me know in the comments below if this is helpful, if my technique of using the tape is something that resonates with you. I've gotten some good feedback on the past. It does take time to do this, so I don't want to do it if it's not helpful, but I think beekeeping is something that visual helps. All right, have a great day, everybody. Stand by for grafting next.